وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. One of the key fundamental issues that we face when we look at humanity in general is the concept of justice and applying justice to all. And specifically, we have been looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi as-salam. After having to come to know that the behavior of the commander of the faithful with the human society was absolutely just, and he adopted a very correct policy to establish mutual relations of the human beings on the basis of equity and justice, we find it necessary to look at the statement made by the commander of the faithful himself in his famous letter that he gave to one of his commanders, Malik al-Ashtar, when he sent him and appointed him as the governor of Egypt. Now, obviously, you all know that Malik al-Ashtar, radwanullahi alayh, did not have the chance to make it to Egypt. He was poisoned and assassinated on the way by Muawiyah. But this statement had made its way to us and still echoes through time. And it was such a comprehensive letter that states the charter of a human rights, what should be the pinnacle point of a human rights. Now, we will look at some of the themes of this letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayh, so we can understand how he viewed human justice and human rights. While writing about the character of the commander of the faithful, we have made use of many of his other letters in our previous lectures and in our previous programs. But this one, because it's more detailed, so it is only appropriate that we should give it extra time. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, he begins in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. And then he says to Malik, be it known to you. So he's trying to draw the attention of Malik that don't forget, keep these things in mind. First, he says to him, O Malik, that I am sending you as a governor. You're not there as a ruler. You're not there as a king. You're there as a servant to serve people. That's what governors is. And I think we have made that point very clear through how Amir al-Mu'mineen views power and authority. To a country which in the past has experienced both just and unjust rulers. So this is an important point he has to highlight to Malik, that people have experienced both. Don't think that you go into a place where people are new to the concept of justice and fairness. No, they are very aware of it. So whatever you do, it will be monitored, and it will be monitored closely. So make sure you keep that point in mind. Let us take a short break, and then we continue right after.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, listeners. We are looking at a letter sent by Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, given to his commander, Malik al-Ashtar, when he sent him and appointed him as a governor to Egypt. He says to him, "Men will scrutinize your actions with searching eyes, in the same way they used to do that to those before you." So people, obviously, when they have a new ruler, a new leader, a new governor, people will try to find the mistakes and faults in that person so they could attack him with. If he's doing good, people might like it. And when he's doing something bad, people obviously will speak about it. And he says to him, "And speak of you even as you did speak of them." So in the same way that you speak about the people will speak about you. The fact is that the public speak well of only those who do good. And that's a very important fact. Now, throughout history, only the names of the good doers remain. Those are the ones that we send our blessings and our mercy upon their souls, while the tyrants are cursed and continuously been mentioned in history as ruthless people. So the Imam alayhi salam is trying to tell him that if you do good, if you do well by people, people will keep that in their mind. It is they who furnish the proof of your actions. Obviously, again, it is the people that look at your actions and either they approve of it or they don't approve. Hence, the richest treasure is that you may covet should be the treasure of good deeds. At the end of the day, as a governor, when you want to serve people and be at their service, what you treasure, what you take with you, even to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in the hearts of man, is how well and how good you have treated them. And that what differentiates and distinguish people, there are those who are trustworthy and just, and there are those who are bloodbaths and murderers. And people, obviously, will keep that in mind. Then the Imam, alayhi salam, he says to him, "Keep your desires under control." And that's a very important factor, that when people take power, shaitan and their own selves try to trigger the desires within them, because now they have power, now they have position, now they have people under their command. So it is very easy for a person to be misguided in this sense. That is very easy for me now to commit crimes, to indulge with every desire I could possibly think of. So the Imam alayhi salam says, keep your desires under control, because if you're not in control of them, they will be in control of you. And he says, deny yourself that which you have been warned against. Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us specific instructions to restrain ourselves from committing certain actions. So this was just the beginning of the letter of Amir al-Mu'mineen to his commander, Malik al-Ashtar. Inshallah, we will continue looking at this letter in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله